A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy the oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will begin by sharing a story. It's a true story. The Italian operatic composer Puccini wrote La Bohème and Madame Butterfly. It was during his battle with terminal cancer in 1922 that he began to write Turandot, which many now consider his best composition. He worked on the score day and night, despite the advice of friends that he should rest and save his energy. When his sickness worsened, Puccini said to his students, "If I don't finish Turandot, I want you to finish it." Puccini died in 1924 and left his work unfinished. His pupils gathered all that was written of Turandot, studied it in great detail, and then proceeded to write the remainder of the opera. The world premiere was performed in the La Scala Opera House in Milan in 1926. And it was conducted by Toscanini, Puccini's favorite student. The opera went beautifully until Toscanini came to the end of the part written personally by Puccini. He stopped the music, put down the baton, turned to the audience, and announced, "Thus far the master wrote, but he died." There was a long pause. No one moved. Then Toscanini picked up the baton, turned to the audience, and with tears in his eyes, announced, "But his disciples finished his work." The opera closed to thunderous applause and to a permanent place in the annals of great works. It is reckoned today that it is almost impossible to distinguish where exactly Puccini stopped composing and his pupils took over. It is interesting to note that before they dared write a note, they had to study what the master had written up till then. They had to enter into his mind, heart, and his vision. They had to capture his spirit and to maintain the direction he had taken. They had to allow Puccini to continue to guide the composition because, after all, it was his work. Their privilege was just to complete something that had been set in motion in such a way that now had a life of its own. Their responsibility was to nurture, nurse, and guide it toward its logical conclusion. We turn now to today's gospel. The key to the story of the gospel is in the oil. A lamp without oil cannot fulfill its purpose. It may be a nice, although superfluous, decoration, but it cannot give light. The oil which the wise virgins carried represents the inexhaustible source of divine life that lives deep within and wants to awaken within each one of us. Whether one chooses to grow into that divine life is a decision each person must make for her or himself. It is entirely an individual choice. The oil that makes us ready and alert to see the divine bridegroom whenever and wherever he appears cannot be obtained from any other person. It cannot be purchased at any market. This oil is available only to the one who is willing to engage the strenuous inner work of learning and practicing Jesus' teachings. As Jesus taught, doing the will of the Father opens the door to the kingdom. The awakening and overflowing of the divine inner well comes by practice. Practice loving. Practice kindness. Practice nonviolence. Practice companion. Practice compassion. Practice truth-telling. Practice courage. Practice forgiveness. Practice trusting. Practice giving thanks. Practice waiting. Practice being. The wise person practices what Jesus teaches. They mature and become a new creation in Christ. Christ recognizes those who take on his mind and heart and become one with him in spirit. The wise ones, like Puccini students who immersed themselves and saturated themselves with his thought and his vision and his spirit, the wise ones will complete the work Jesus began. Amen.